Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are going through a quick little examination of the life of David. Why David? Because we're going to start going through the Psalms in a few weeks. And I thought it might be of some use to consider the source of many, many, many of the Psalms. You know, most of us know many stories of David, accounts, things that happened in his life. And that's all good, okay? As a matter of fact, we're about to see one right now that's very, very well known. But don't let that familiarity rob you of whatever it may be that the Lord wants to speak to you, okay? So you'll say, oh, I know this story, I know this story. Yes, but give close heed to it. So we're in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 1. And see if this rings a bell. Now, the Philistines gathered their armies for battle. And they were gathered at Socoh, which belongs to Judah. And they camped between Socoh and Azekah in Ephes Damim. Saul and the men of Israel were gathered and camped in the valley of Elah and drew up in battle array to encounter the Philistines. So the Philistines have come against Saul and against Judah, and they're in the land of Judah. They've invaded the land. Okay? So now Saul and the men of Israel, they've gathered together and they're camped in the valley of Elah. They've drawn up for battle. They're ready to go. Verse 3. The Philistines stood on the mountain on one side, while Israel stood on the mountain on the other side, with the valley between them. So you got these two armies. They're on the mountain. They're staring at each other, and there's a valley between them. What's going to occur? Verse 4. Then a champion came out of the armies of the Philistines named Goliath. Aha! You say, I know who this is. It's interesting. The name Goliath means this, splendor. Splendor. Why would he be named that and called that? Well, because he was huge. He's from Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. Right around 9 to 11 feet tall. Then it describes how he was arrayed. Verse 5. He had a bronze helmet on his head, and he was clothed with scale armor, which weighed 5,000 shekels of bronze. 5,000 shekels of bronze. And, of course, that begs what question? How much is that? Okay. Well, hang on a second. I'll do the math right now. I'm doing the math. 156 pounds. What? Yeah. A shekel's half an ounce. Okay? 5,000 shekels, if I did the math right, it's 156 pounds just for his armory stuff, the armor that he has on. Verse 6, he also had bronze greaves, like shin protectors, on his legs, and a bronze javelin slung between his shoulders. The shaft of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and the head of his spear weighed 600 shekels of iron. I think that's like 18 pounds, something like that. His shield carrier also walked before him. So here he is, arrayed in 150 plus pounds of armor, carrying a gigantic javelin and having a spear that is huge. And he's got a shield, but he doesn't bother carrying his shield. He's got somebody carrying the shield for him that walked in front of him. So this guy, verse 8, he stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel and said to them, "Why do you come out to draw up in battle array? Am I not a Philistine? And you servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourself and let him come down to me. If he's able to fight with me and kill me, then we will become your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall become our servants and serve us." You know, we go, wait a minute, that's not the way you fight wars. You know, sometimes I think we'd be better off if we fought wars this way. You know, because all wars are begun and instigated and fomented and continued on and on and on by old men. Literally by old men. Okay? And then they send the young men, the next generation or two generations later, out to die for it. How much better, how much more effective would it be if the leader of one nation would just go toe-to-toe with the leader of another nation? And they would agree, whoever wins, the other one will serve him. And so this was the thing that was laid down before him. Well, how do you think they responded? Verse 10, again, the Philistine said, I defy the ranks of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. So he just literally verbally throws down the gauntlet right here and says, come on, is there not a man who will come and fight? I defy you. I mean, he's blaspheming them. Okay, I defy the ranks of Israel. We learn later on that the intent of his heart right here, because David actually gives us some insight into that. He says, bring a man forth. Well, do they have a man that could fight like that? Think for a moment. And I know we've jumped in the middle of 1 Samuel right here. But yeah, the king should have been the one that went out. King Saul. Remember, he was a head taller than any other man. So he was tall, comparatively speaking. He was likely around 6 feet tall. Okay. Now, Goliath is still a Goliath, still a giant. But Saul is the one that should have gone forth to do this if they did it at all. Okay? If you're going to accept this, rather than that, though, look what he did, verse 11. When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Dismayed and greatly afraid at the voice of one person. They had an entire army here arrayed to go to battle against another whole army. One guy comes out. Yeah, he's big, bad, and he's ugly. Yes, he's huge. Yes, he's actually blaspheming you and the Most High God. But you got a decision to make. Are you going to go stand up against him and stand up against the armies that are with him? Because apparently you're willing to do that. You're arrayed. You're ready to go. Ready for battle. But you're just sitting there. I think it's a bit of insight into how we are sometimes within the kingdom. We say all sorts of good and great things, but we're dismayed and we're greatly afraid. And they didn't do anything. They were just there in fear. Now, the next verse, which I'm going to read the first couple of words and then we'll look at it next episode, is this. Now, David... So the writer brings David into the account here. Remember, David had already been anointed as king. Remember, the Spirit of the Lord had left Saul. Therefore, the reason he's dismayed and greatly afraid. And the Spirit of the Lord was now with David. I wonder if David's going to be doing anything related to this. Well, of course, you know the account. But give heed to the details, as we'll see in the next episode. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time, and I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.